What is going on? It is episode number 52 of the Arrows Up podcast. It's been, what has it been, like almost a year?
Yes.
Holy hell. It's been almost a year, man. We just woke up out of hibernation. A lot of things happened, but it's episode 52 of the Arrows Up podcast. We're going to hit it up. This is Coach Clem.
And this is Rhonda. This is going to be a short podcast. We're just going to mainly talk about friendly fire today.
No, we're not. We got two competitions we got to talk about.
Okay.
I love her so much. Let's get into it. All right, so we're going to go over the conditioning here. Conditioning? It's going to go into conditioning. All right, so we're going to go over the programming. 20 rep max back squat is over with. Snuck in last week for one extra week for those that missed the previous week. So those that came in 5 weeks in a row, way to go. Your back squat numbers have shot up, as well as your muscular endurance and your strength. So this was actually a payoff for everyone. Those that put in the hard work, way to go. Those that did not, it's not too late. San Antonio summer or winter does not last long. I know we got a cold front later on this week, but it is going to be hot before you know it. So if you have not been coming in regularly, now's the time to do it, because you do not want to be stuck wearing a sweatshirt because you got too much fluff underneath the t-shirts. So come on in. Oli folks, we're going to be doing the Oli programming again. I'm also going to post in some local competitions that are opening up for this upcoming year. So be on the lookout for that. It looks like the pandemic is starting to open up a little bit, and these competitions are starting to post on local meets. So I'll keep y'all abreast of the situation. If you guys are interested in the Oli lifting program, we still have that going on Saturdays, and you guys get weekly programming every single week. So that is something to look forward to if you're thinking about competing or just getting better at the clean and jerk and snatch. That's something to consider. First class is on us, so come on in for a free class, 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturdays.
Good.
All right, on to the next topic. All right, guys. Well, we did this podcast because we have some updates as well. So one of the updates is Friendly Fire Part 2 is down the pipeline.
Yes, coming up on Saturday, April the 24th. It's going to be right here at the box. It is a community-based competition. We would have been in our third year, but because of COVID, we did not have it last year. So this is our second installment of Friendly Fire. You might have seen some information out on the social media, but we're going to also just give you guys some information here as well.
Yes.
So for the first, I just want to shout out our planning committee. I had posted if anyone was interested in joining that. So I just want to give a shout out to Coach Clem, Coach Jesse, Rosie, Kathy, Lauren, Roxanne, Roxy, Angela, and also Ruth. So we're all working behind the scenes to hammer out all the details. So thank you guys for dedicating your time and volunteering to help us out with it this time around.
Most definitely.
So first of all, go ahead. You can talk about the WADs.
Friendly Fire 2, it is a team of three. It's casino themed. So we're going to break down the casino theme by three different categories of athletes. You have your sharks. The sharks, we put in the post of movement standards and so forth. So we're not going to go too heavy into the details, but basically the sharks are considered the RX athlete. Then you have your high rollers. The high rollers are considered your intermediate athlete. And then you have your gambler. Your gambler is considered the modified athlete. So you must have a shark, a high roller, and a gambler to form a team of three. Okay, so look at the standards. We have the poster up. The standard and movements is on the athletes group as well as on our athletes messenger page. If y'all have any questions, you can hit us up. We can answer questions when it comes to that. But it's teams of three. It's Vegas themed, and you must have a shark, a high roller, and a gambler.
The other thing is that you can comprise your team of three females, three males, two females and a male, two males, one female, whatever combination that you need to get there is fine. The main thing is that you have to have one person that would fulfill each level of a gambler, high roller, and shark.
Correct. That's correct. And then we're going to actually trickle down information when it comes to the prize package, because with all things competitions, you got to have a first, second, and third. And with the first, second, and third is going to be prizes.
Yes. So podium winners will have a prize package. And we're looking at getting about six teams. Mm-hmm. So please, you know, let us know by March 1st. The sooner that you can form your team, the better, because you will be able to start practicing. One of the things I did indicate on the announcement was that Open Gym might be a really good thing to consider if you don't Yes. currently have it. It is $30 a month, so it's essentially like $1 a day, $5 a week, however you want to look at it. And basically, the $30 a month will allow you pretty much full access at any time. At this point, we pretty much allow 24 hours a day. Yep. We have since COVID. So there really is no limitation on how often you can come in off hours.
Correct.
And it'll give you and your teammates a little more flexibility to train off hours together, and we'll give you, you know, more access to the equipment too. If you decide not to have Open Gym, or someone on your team doesn't have Open Gym and they can only practice during class times, of course you guys can practice outdoors right in front of the box. But just know that there could be a limitation on equipment. So if you guys are trying to run with the Echo bikes and things like that, and it's already programmed in the WOD, sorry about that noise, guys. Yeah. We're actually right in front of the gym right now, and there's some kind of hot rod, but whatever. You know, they're, that you might run into some issues with trying to use some of the equipment. So
correct.
But we will try to accommodate you guys the best we can.
Yeah. So just to reiterate what Rhonda was saying is that if you guys decide not to do Open Gym, that's cool. But just understand that if there's class rolling, you will probably not, I won't even say probably, you will not have access inside the gym to do the workouts, because right now, the way our population of the classes are going, we have a pretty crowded class. I mean, 5 a.m. is packed, 5:15 p.m. is packed, 6 p.m. is packed. So, and then Saturdays, you can forget about it. That's like 17, 18 athletes. So the chances of you being able to have access.
Sundays,
to
they might be okay.
Sundays, maybe. And it may be the 9 a.m. during the week. But realistically, though, you guys probably will not have access during class times.
Well, not inside the gym.
Not
for
inside,
sure.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, we're really excited about it. And, you know, hopefully, oh, there's a gambling element to it. I don't know how much you want to give away, but
no, we'll trickle that information out.
But just know there is an added element besides just the WODs themselves, and it's going to be three WODs in one final.
That is correct.
All right. That Alrighty. Was pretty much it for now.
On to the next. All right. So the next segment, we're going to talk about two things that happened these last 2 weeks. Last week, I actually competed at the Fittest Experience up in Round Rock, Texas, basically Austin, Texas. It was a two-day event over the weekend. I want to send a special thank you to my wife, Rhonda, my kids, Coach Felicia and Coach Jesse, for actually being there the whole weekend and cheering me on.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not easy. That takes a lot of sacrifice. And I really appreciate you guys for, you know, being there as a support system.
Well, it was a great time. It was a very, very well-run event.
Oh, yeah. It was like athletes from all over the country. Some came as far as California that came there for
Utah,
the TFX.
Utah,
Wisconsin. And the way this thing works is that you have to do four qualifier events online. And there's a pool of athletes. You have to finish in the top 10 to be able to get to an invitation to the TFX. It's RX, Pros, Amateur, not amateur, but RX Pros, Intermediate, Teams, Masters, and you have to be in the top 10 in those categories in that pool, and then you get the invitation, and then you have to be top 5 to finish to get the final workout for a chance to podium. I finished in the top 5. I'll be honest, I wasn't very particularly happy with my performance. There was a lot of learning things that Rhonda would probably tell you about, one of which was I did not eat enough. I was not ready for that amount of work. And it's a learning experience. I plan on being there next year, fully prepared, trained, and well nourished. And, you know, it was a fun event. That's all I can say. It was very fun. It was a great experience. It was 5 workouts over 2 days.
And they were grueling. They were grueling workouts. And it was just a really fun event to see. This year was a lot smaller. Their spectator pool was a lot smaller because of COVID. So we had plenty of room to social distance and things like that, which was good. But overall, like, the judging is immaculate. The The workouts were amazing, and these competitors are top notch. So if you go in an event like that thinking that you can slack off at any given point, you ain't going to be able to do it.
No, if you have a hole somewhere, it's going to be exposed.
Yep.
Big time. And you have to be training for it for a full year, to be honest with you. You got to be prepared mentally, physically, just stress levels, all that stuff has got to be in line for you to be prepared for something like this, because you got to give everything you got for the qualifiers, and then you got to give everything you got for the full weekend. So it's literally like you are training for this moment for a year.
And that's kind of an awkward time of year when they have it at the end of January, because you're coming off of like winter and holidays, but that,
and it's cold.
And it's cold. Yeah. We actually had pretty decent weather, you know, for the actual event.
But, luckily.
But leading up to it, the training is, you know, obviously during the winter months, and it's it's not as easy for most. So you really have to be extremely disciplined if you're going to tackle that type of event.
Absolutely. Those that are interested in doing the TFX, or even wanting to throw their hat in there, or even preparing for it, you know, I'm here. You can ask any questions to me about the experience. You can ask any questions to me about how to prepare for something like that. You can reach out to other coaches in the box for the same experience. We're here for you. So if you guys have dreams of wanting to compete in like high level competitions or things of that nature, that is what we're here for. So feel free to ask me any questions. My door is always open. I nerd out over workouts and training and all that stuff, so I love talking about it. So if you guys are ever interested, we're probably going to be rolling out the quarterly assessments here soon, as soon as we get everything stabilized. But if you guys have questions, you know, reach out. I'm here all the time.
All right.
All right, on to the next topic.
Well, we want to talk about the other comp.
Oh, we're going to do that in the next comp.
There's a whole other segment
for
it. Okay.
Exactly. On to the next. All right, so the next topic is the second competition that happened just today.
Yep.
Actually, a league of their own, the 2021 edition. Coach Roxanne, Coach Jenica, and Larissa was one squad. They were team RBF. Those that don't know what RBF means, because maybe some of y'all are like, what does RBF mean? It is resting bitch face. That's what team RBF means. And how they came up with that name was that they trained at 4 o'clock in the morning for months to prepare for this competition. And I did a couple of the 4 a.m. Workouts with them. And they don't smile. They don't talk. They have very, very mean looking faces. But it's not that they're mean. They're just tired. And it just looks like they have resting bitch face. So that's what they came up with the name. But it was 16 teams in that RX bracket. They were going against games athletes in this thing, heavy hitters. And they did really well, considering this was Coach Rock's, that was actually all three of their very first RX competition.
Amazing.
Like true RX competition. And they did amazing.
Yeah. I mean, and they could have easily like went to the lower division and like really ran that division, but kudos and hats off to them for stepping into, you know, what they're capable of doing at a higher level.
Absolutely. I mean,
going
into an RX competition, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. You're going against strong athletes that have been doing this for years, athletes that can do just about every movement on the board, and you're going against them. They're throwing down against you're going against them throwing down.
The best of the best.
Yeah. There's no slacking. Whatever hole you have is going to be exposed. But it takes a certain level of courage to put your hat in the ring and go down against the RX competition, especially if they're games athletes. So I give them a huge shout out and applause. Just like Rhonda was saying, like they're going against games athletes, and this stuff is not easy.
Job well done, ladies.
Yes, they finished in the top 12, so they did really well. You guys can see the Facebook Live videos that we had posted. And, you know, if you have any questions, again, about RX competitions, you can reach out to them, too. They can answer any questions for you. But way to go, ladies. Y'all kick butt.
Great job.
All right. On to the next. All right. So we're going to end this Return to Greatness podcast that we just did, because it's been almost a year, with a quote from Matt Frazier. If you guys don't know who Matt Frazier is, he's the GOAT of CrossFit. He's the greatest of all time when it comes to the CrossFit Games. If you've been living under a rock, or maybe you haven't heard, this man has retired from the game. He is a 5-time champion. Like I said, he's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time when it comes to that. But he's retired recently. He's going to enjoy his family. He's going to enjoy his retirement time. So we just figured it'd probably be nice for us to end the quote of the, or end the podcast with a quote from Matt Frazier.
Yep.
Goes as follows. I consciously seek out and ask myself, what am I weak at? And then I go about pounding that weakness until it becomes my strength. That's Matt Frazier.
Yeah, that's definitely a difference between a champion and...
A chump.
And a chump. There you go. Because most of us regular Joe Schmoes, we avoid our weaknesses.
And I don't mean chump like, you know, saying that, you know, you're a loser or anything. But I just mean by when you say a champion and a chump.
Mindset.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're going to be winning the CrossFit Games or you're going to finish first in the WOD at the box against your fellow peers. That does not matter. I mean, all of that stuff is irrelevant. That what separates you between a champion and a chump, really, like Rhonda was saying, is that a lot of people tend to avoid their weaknesses. Like if you suck at burpees, a lot of people tend to stop before they get too tired with burpees. Or if they don't like to do snatches, they don't come in on snatch days. Or if they decide that they hate running and they're physically able to run, but they don't like to run, so they don't come in and do some running. That is what separates a champion from a chump. Because those kind of days where you feel like you don't want to do something, that should be the day that you guys should be coming in, to be honest with you. There's tons of movements and workouts and stuff like that that I don't like to do, but I really thank myself that I do it after we finish it. And I'm sure almost every athlete does it. I've heard it from athletes before by saying, hey, man, I'm glad I came in today. I didn't feel like working out. And they did. And before you know it,
never regret it.
And before you know it, those days that you're coming in where you don't feel like wanting to work out, you start adding those days together, and the next thing you know, you look at your goals, and you've reached your goals because you kept pounding those weakness days or those days that you didn't feel like doing anything. You kept checking off the box and kept clocking in, and those things add up like pennies in a piggy bank.
Yep, that's great. Great quote.
All right. Well, that is all we got, guys. If you have any questions, reach out to us here at 10 Arrows. This is Coach Clem.
This is Rhonda.
Have a great one. Thanks. Love you guys. Peace. All right. So we're going to end this podcast of almost a year ago. Sorry. All right, gang. We're going to be going over the programming for the upcoming week. 20 rep max back squat week is over with.
Yay.
We snuck in that fifth week. What the hell is this going on? All right. Whatever.